Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Fesco from 610 Sports in Kansas City. You can follow him at Bob Fesco on Twitter. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, couldn't be any better, man. Our team's in the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years, so we're all in a great mood here.
Well, we're going to see you down there over at Radio Row. I would assume there's going to be a giant Kansas City Chiefs display, and 610 is going to be prominent, so we will meet up at some point and share a beverage. But so tell me, is the defense the Achilles heel to this thing going into this contest?
Well, I don't know that there really is an Achilles heel right now of this thing going into this game, because I think right now the offense is playing very good football, and I think the defense is, you know, playing their best football of the year. They continue to get better as the season has gone on, and then, you know, you go out there in the AFC Championship game and hold Derrick Henry to 69 yards. You know, they're really playing with a passion right now and a purpose, and they're really playing with a chip on their shoulder on that defensive side of the football, because they believe that nobody believes that they can get the job done, and they're checking every box. And I think they finally have checked every box that you need to check, and they are a Super Bowl defense. So right now, I don't know if there is an Achilles heel on this team.
I'm looking at the way Patrick Mahomes has performed, the energy with which he's played, the way he's kind of taken over that team. But more so, kind of a reflection where Andy Reid kind of guides him and lets him do his own thing, and then the joyful exuberance. And it just seems like things offensively for this team are just clicking coming into this.
You know, they really are. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Patrick Mahomes is healthy now. I mean, you know, really from the start of the season, that first game in Jacksonville, he got hurt and wasn't healthy. And then the knee thing happened, and that was a blessing in disguise, because I think it allowed him to heal his ankle as much as it allowed him to heal his knee. And so here we are seeing a healthy Patrick Mahomes, a healthy Tyreek Hill, a fairly healthy Travis Kelce. I mean, Damian Williams is running like he hasn't run before. The offensive line is in good shape right now. And I think they're playing healthy. And when you go into the Super Bowl, to be at your healthiest in February is pretty impressive. And that's where the Chiefs are right now.
So you tell me, what is the likelihood of this team walking away with a victory?
I think it's pretty good, man. I think it's been a long time coming, obviously, for this city and for this franchise, for this head coach. And they've got the best young quarterback in football right now in Patrick Mahomes, maybe the best quarterback in football right now in Patrick Mahomes. And I think they're going to get it done. I think they want it so bad, just like talking to the guys on defense and understanding what they're all about and understanding that they're playing with that chip on their shoulder. They're not about to go into Miami and lose to San Francisco. They've come too far. They've done so much. They're not going to leave it all fall short. And talking to all these guys on Sunday night after the game, you know, my wife said to me, she goes, "How was the locker room after the game?" And I said, "Like a normal locker room." They're like, "That was nice, but we're on to the next." And like, they were already focused on the next and realized that Sunday night was fantastic for all of us. And I'm not rushing through this week. I've been enjoying this week as much as I can because we haven't been here before. I'm not rushing to that game. Those guys were on to the next opponent. At that point in time, they didn't know who they were going to be playing when they finished that game, obviously. But they were on to the next. They go, "We know we got one more. This isn't anything. This was nice, but we're on to the next." And so this has kind of been in their sights, and they've been focused on this for a very long time.
So tell me right now about the health of this team coming into this contest.
It's great. I mean, DeMarcus Robinson missed yesterday because he's, you know, got the sniffles, and that's about it. Chris Jones is getting better from the calf injury, and obviously Travis Kelce had a banged up knee, which, you know, translated into a sore hamstring, but having 2 weeks off, he should be fine. And that's your injury report. I mean, there is nobody else even close to being on the injury report. And really, the only guy listed yesterday was DeMarcus Robinson because he was home with an illness, with the flu or whatever you're calling it these days.
So going into it, they're pretty healthy. Their defense shut down one of the best running games in all of football. Their quarterback is playing at an incredibly high level. They got great weaponry. I keep wanting, if I'm going to put money on this, I keep wanting to go in Kansas City's favor. Then I watched what happened to the Green Bay Packers and how they were just dismantled. They were confused. They were out-schemed. And I look at that defense that just shut down Aaron Rodgers, and I also look at a run game that was blowing open holes. And that really hasn't been that existent. And Jimmy Garoppolo in his first year, tell me why, what scares you about this 49ers team?
Well, I think you have to look at the run game, you know, obviously that San Francisco is able to, you know, to roll out there. But the Chiefs just stopped Derrick Henry. Like, every time the Chiefs are told they can't do something, they go out there and do it on the defensive side of the football. Like, they're salivating. They're like, fish waiting for the bait to come in, waiting for the hook. They're looking up there. All right, what's somebody going to say? Oh, we can't stop the run. Fine, we'll go shut down Derrick Henry. Oh, we can't stop the pass. Fine, we'll go shut down the pass like we did for the last 7 weeks of the regular season. So this week, everybody's going to talk about that run game. I promise you the Chiefs are going to go out there with the mindset of we're going to shut down that running game and we're not going to let that San Francisco run game, you know, beat us. And I think where the difference between Kansas City and Green Bay is going into this game, better head coach, better defensive coordinator, and a quarterback who can do everything and is now killing people with his legs.
I look at Jimmy Garoppolo. Neither quarterback's been to a championship, so both quarterbacks are going to have their own level of jitters. I think I'd have to give the nod, though, to Patrick Mahomes at this point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, nothing phases that guy. Like, I say, and some people say it's hyperbolic, but find me a quarterback who you've seen in your years of watching the NFL that's better than what Patrick Mahomes rolls out there. And I say that because, unlike Brett Favre, who made a ton of mistakes, Patrick Mahomes doesn't make mistakes. He's got 18 interceptions in 2 years. He doesn't fumble the football. He doesn't throw bad footballs. He doesn't throw into coverage. He doesn't put his teammates in a position to not succeed. Like, I've never seen anything like this guy before. And obviously he doesn't have the trophies yet, and that'll come. He's only in year two of a starter in the NFL. But I've never seen somebody just take over games and flawlessly play football like this guy does under center.
What's your gut telling you?
My gut's telling me the Chiefs are going to win this game. And I don't know if it's going to be a close game. I don't know if it's going to be a blowout or anything like that. But I'm feeling really good going down to Miami about this one.
Is it just because we're all going to imbibe?
Well, that has a lot to do with it. No, I think, you know, Andy Reid had 16 years to think about that last Super Bowl, and he's going to have plays that he's never utilized before. And I just really believe in this defense right now, Bill, because I watched the way that they take everything personal. And anytime somebody tells them they can't, they go out there and do. And I think we're going to hear a lot of can't this week. Well, this run game by San Francisco is going to be so good, and it's going to dominate this Chiefs defense. Frank Clark's going to be mad. Ty Matthews is going to be mad. Chris Jones is going to be mad. Mike Padel is going to be mad. And they're going to go out there and, I think, play their tails off to beat that run game so everybody can shut up about the defense not being any good.
Yeah, the one thing about the defense is when they don't have to – when this team, this 49ers team, can run the football, they don't have to throw it, obviously. They did it against the Packers. But when you shut down Tevin Coleman and Mostert and Breida, then they got that guy in George Kittle that can just run people over, and they've got Emmanuel Sanders, who they picked up, who's played well, Deebo Samuel, and you go through the list. They do have some weapons. I guess the X factor becomes, can Jimmy Graham handle the pressure? And I would think, after the years behind Tom Brady, watching them go through Super Bowls and preparing for this, he's got a good sense of what it takes to get there, you know?
Yeah, I don't think the pressure's going to face him at all. I think he's cool, man. I think he's calm. He's collected. I mean, everything you've seen, you know, throughout the course of his limited career as well, doesn't seem to be like he's a guy that gets rattled. Like, I don't think the bigness is going to phase him at all.
Bob, when you get down there, you find us, or vice versa. We'll be heading over and checking all our lines and doing all our setup on Sunday, so maybe we'll get together and grab something Sunday night before everybody starts showing up and hanging out.
You got it, man. We'll see you down there on Sunday.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bob Fesco from 610 Sports down there in Kansas City. Follow him at Bob Fesco, F-E-S-C-O-E. On Twitter, he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PROD, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.